Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9R Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Trump Economic Miracle and the Plan to Unleash Prosperity. Again, presents economist Arthur B. Laffer, PhD, making the case that the United States experienced a strong, policy-driven economic upswing during the Trump years and that similar results can be achieved again. Known for his association with supply-side economics and the Laffer curve, Laffer frames the period as an experiment in lowering tax burdens, reducing regulations, expanding domestic energy production, and pursuing a different approach to trade and global economic competition. The book aims to connect these policy choices to outcomes many readers care about, including job creation, wage gains, investment, small business formation, and market confidence. It also looks at what Laffer argues went wrong afterward, highlighting inflation, slower growth, and a more burdensome policy environment. Written for a general audience, as well as policy-minded readers, the book functions both as a retrospective assessment and as a forward-looking blueprint for restoring growth through incentives, stability, and a more predictable rule set for businesses and households. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, supply-side incentives and the case for lower tax burdens. A central theme is the supply-side argument that prosperity expands when people and businesses keep more of the returns from work, saving, and risk-taking. Laffer is widely associated with the idea that tax rates can influence overall tax revenue by changing behavior, but the broader point in the book is about incentives, marginal rates, capital gains treatment, and is a fly-side argument to investment. The narrative emphasizes how business confidence and investment decisions respond to expected returns, and why a tax code that penalizes additional effort can dampen growth. The book typically connects these ideas to policy steps taken during the Trump administration, especially broad-based tax reform, and argues that the direction of change mattered as much as the specific details. It also highlights how individual and corporate tax structures can shape productivity, wages, and the formation of new firms over time. Readers are encouraged to view taxation not only as a funding mechanism, but also as a set of signals that shape long-term economic capacity. The policy takeaway is that simplicity, stability, and competitive rates can help keep capital in the United States and support higher living standards. Secondly, deregulation as an engine for business formation and productivity. Another major topic is the claim that deregulation, when targeted at unnecessary or duplicative rules, can unlock growth by lowering the cost of compliance and speeding up decision-making. Laffer's argument generally treats regulation as a hidden tax that falls disproportionately on small and mid-sized businesses, which lack large legal and compliance departments. The book frames the Trump era as a period of deliberate regulatory restraint and positions that restraint as a contributor to stronger hiring and investment. Beyond simple cost reduction, the book stresses uncertainty. When rules are complex or frequently changing, firms delay projects, hold cash, and avoid expanding payrolls. A more predictable regulatory environment, in this view, increases the willingness to build factories, develop energy projects, or open new locations. The discussion also tends to address sector-specific issues, especially around environmental permitting, financial compliance, and labor rules, while arguing that sensible protections can coexist with faster approvals and clearer standards. The broader message is that productivity growth is not only about technology, but also about the institutional friction that determines how quickly ideas can turn into products, jobs, and higher wages. Thirdly, energy policy, affordability, and national competitiveness, the book places heavy emphasis on domestic energy production as both an economic and strategic lever. Laffer's framework typically connects energy abundance to lower input costs across the economy, from transportation and manufacturing to household utility bills. When energy is cheaper and more reliable, businesses can plan expansions with greater certainty, and consumers have more disposable income to spend elsewhere, supporting broader demand. The Trump period is presented as one where policy choices encouraged output, infrastructure, and investment in domestic production, contributing to price stability and improved competitiveness for energy-intensive industries. The discussion often extends beyond oil and gas to the practicalities of grid reliability and the importance of permitting and infrastructure. Laffer argues that restrictive approaches raise costs, elevate inflationary pressures, and push production to other countries with weaker environmental standards, which may not improve global outcomes. The reader is invited to see energy policy as a foundation for growth rather than a narrow sector concern. The implied plan to unleash prosperity again includes accelerating approvals, supporting supply expansion, and aligning energy strategy with economic security and industrial strength. Fourthly, inflation, monetary conditions, and the erosion of real wages. Laffer links economic well-being to price stability and frames inflation as a regressive force that hits lower and middle-income households hardest by reducing purchasing power. The book contrasts periods of relatively low inflation with later surges and argues that policy choices can either reinforce stability or amplify price pressures. While monetary policy is often associated with central banking, Laffer's treatment typically emphasizes how fiscal decisions, regulatory constraints, and energy costs interact with money and credit conditions. When government spending rises sharply, supply is restricted by regulation or energy constraints, and expectations become unanchored. Inflation becomes more likely and harder to reverse. The book presents inflation not as an abstract statistic, but as a daily reality affecting groceries, rent, and borrowing costs. It also connects inflation to interest rates, suggesting that higher rates can slow investment and raise the cost of servicing debt, creating a drag on growth. The policy prescription is a return to disciplined budgeting, pro-production policies that expand supply, and an environment that supports investment rather than discouraging it. The underlying message is that real prosperity depends on what wages buy, not just nominal earnings. Lastly, trade, growth strategy, and restoring confidence in the future. The book addresses trade and global competition through the lens of national growth strategy. Laffer generally argues that open markets and competitive domestic conditions matter more than managed outcomes, but he also recognizes political pressures around offshoring, industrial capacity, and strategic dependence. The Trump years are often depicted as a time when trade relationships were renegotiated and leverage was used to pursue different terms, with the intent of improving the domestic investment climate. In this framing, trade policy is intertwined with tax and regulatory policy. If the United States is the best place to build and innovate, capital flows in and wages rise, reducing the perceived need for defensive measures. The book also emphasizes confidence as a measurable economic force. When entrepreneurs believe future returns will be rewarded and rules will stay stable, they take risks that create jobs and productivity. Conversely, policy volatility and adversarial rhetoric can suppress investment even in otherwise strong conditions. The plan to unleash prosperity again is presented as a coherent package where taxes, regulation, energy, and trade align toward competitiveness. The goal is not only better statistics, but a durable sense that upward mobility is realistic for workers and small businesses. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a policy-centered explanation of recent U.S. economic performance and a clear argument for how incentives shape growth. Business owners, investors, students of economics, and voters trying to evaluate competing platforms will find it useful because it translates broad economic ideas into concrete levers such as tax rates, regulatory burden, permitting, energy supply, and inflation control. The practical benefit is a sharper framework for judging whether a proposal is likely to raise productivity and real wages, or simply shift costs into less visible places. Even readers who disagree with Laffer can gain value by engaging a coherent supply-side interpretation and stress-testing their own assumptions. Compared with many political economy books, this one stands out for its single-minded focus on growth mechanics and the interlocking nature of policy choices. It aims to move beyond slogans by tying prosperity to predictable rules, investment incentives, and affordability, especially through energy and inflation. If you are deciding what to buy among books on the Trump era, this title is worth considering because it offers a structured blueprint, not only a retrospective, and it is written by a prominent economist whose ideas have influenced decades of debate. The reader walks away with an organized checklist for evaluating what might unleash prosperity again. If you would like to support Arthur B. Laffer, PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.